May 26, 1959. In Milwaukee on the mound, Harvey Hendrix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up and 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had got in on. Now in history, only 17 and thrown the perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. Number 9 in his own that fateful day, the Pirates had it scored. A perfect game and still, oh, Harvey had to pitch some more.
Josh normally plays stadiums, but he decided to club gig with us.
Well, the search for perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better isn't better, and sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed as the losers win the test. Where drama, tragic stories, they're the ones that suit us best. But for 9 innings on that fateful day, oh, Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, and God perfection's always fun. David Wells, David Cone, Lee Richmond, Monty Ward, Len Barker against the Jays, and Catfish for the A's. Mark Burley.
Thank you, Mark Burley.
Dallas Braden. Roy Halladay.
Peter, there's been one more since then. In A flat. Or E flat, E flat.
E flat,
okay. Okay, got it. Are we good? Right.
K-I-N-G-F-E-L-I-X. Darn. Tim Bunning,
Okay. Gonna go down south for a little while. You know, a lot of tragedies, injustices, and various miscreations in baseball. But the fact that Dale Murphy is not in the Hall of Fame is my personal bet noir. I think you can all appreciate what a good player he was, even if you didn't get to see him every day like I did. So this song is called To the Veterans Committee.